Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
What's up with your money? Let's ask Paul Nolte, Senior Wealth Advisor and Market Strategist for Murphy and Sylvest. Paul, good morning. Stocks and oil prices were more or less unchanged after Treasury Secretary Bessent left the stage yesterday with his economic D-Day details. What now? What's next? What's going to happen today?
You're getting a little bit of the fallout. There's some rumors running around that there might be some negotiations going on with Iran. So energy prices are down a bunch, and we're seeing yields come down a little bit. It's going to be kind of interesting to see how this plays out, because you have Bessent on one side and you have Warsh on the other, and he's going to be talking at Jackson Hole on Friday. And I think all eyes are going to be on Warsh to see what he's going to be doing and talking about their views on inflation and what they will likely do to interest rates over the coming 6 months or so.
And what about this trade war with Canada? How is that going to affect everything?
We've had trade wars for a while now. And what we have found out is that the trade war, you have the initial salvo, and then you have some return fire, and then you have maybe not a white flag raised, but you come to some agreement that you may have a little bit higher tariffs than you did before, but it's not the egregious tariffs that initially get announced. So I think right now our average tariff is somewhere in the 8 to 10% range. Prior to the installation of all the tariffs a year plus ago, I think we were under 5. Mm-hmm. So there is a higher cost. It is being impacted with consumers. Companies are paying some of that. Exporters are paying some of it. So not 100% is falling through to the consumer, but certainly some of it is.
We're hearing a lot about the huge government debt in the United States. Is that going to affect the markets much?
Maybe. Our parents talked about it in the 70s, at, you know, how bad the deficit is, and look at all the money that we're spending. And at that time, we were spending about 30% of our total output as an economy. We are now, we have debt equal to about 120% of our total output. And certainly the interest on that is rising, and that's the reason why there's now a focus on what the interest rate's going to be on treasuries, and is the Fed going to raise or cut interest rates. So it's not going to matter until it matters, and it hasn't mattered for a long time, but there's going to come a point where it's going to matter greatly.
We hear so much about artificial intelligence every day, yet the stocks tied to AI have been dropping, haven't they?
They have, and it's, I think... I think investors are, I don't want to say sick and tired, but there's a little bit of fatigue with AI and the spend. You know, we heard yesterday a couple more companies were going to be in the market to raise money. They are going to borrow some more money, issue some more shares, raise some more money to spend more on chips, data centers, et cetera. And the question comes up, where is the profit going to be, and when is that profit going to happen? I think that profit is going to happen a lot later than many think, and that's part of the reason why you're seeing some of the stocks come down, as the anticipation for that profitability is further in the future than originally thought.
And the big question is, when are these equities going to come down? If you want to time the market, you're going to lose, aren't you?
You are. You know, the market's been overvalued for the last 16 years by a lot of different metrics, and it's been that way, like I said, consistently for the last 16 years. At some point, we should see the market come back to normal, and that normal valuation is about 30% below where we are today. It hasn't happened, and it may not happen for a while yet, but there is that risk out there that if things turn, it could get ugly.
And how do you advise your clients when they say, I need to reduce my risk here.
Well, you know, this has been the last 3 years, this year and the prior two, have been very good in the markets. And what we've been doing, and a lot of other advisors doing the same thing, is taking those profits and redeploying them in the fixed income market, rebalancing portfolios. If you were just to leave the portfolio alone, a typical 50-50 portfolio is probably about 65% equity right now. So you want to take those profits, take it off the table, move it over to fixed income. It does create another problem that the tax man's going to have his hand out going, you know, hey, I pay taxes on the profits. But, you know, again, that's not a bad problem to have.
So this week it's going to be all about what the Fed chair says in his speech. Is that Friday?
That's Friday. And we get NVIDIA earnings Wednesday, and that's the last of it. So we'll hear a lot more on the chips and what's happening with data centers. We expect to hear a fair amount from Jason, from NVIDIA on that. And then Friday we get the Warsh chat.
You know, you talk about timing the market. There have been a couple of times when we've gone through these huge downturns, these sort of mini crashes, and then the banks have seminars and you get all sorts of information on what to do. And when that's happened, for me personally, my head just explodes and I'm paralyzed. I do nothing. And then about a month later, I look like a genius because I didn't sell. I didn't do anything.
Sometimes the best action is no action. And yeah, you know, when you go back to Liberation Day, you go back to you know, COVID might be an outlier, but certainly we've had some of these over the last couple of years. We even had the tech wreck in 2022. It lasted a year. Markets come back. They always do. When you take a look at a very long-term chart of the markets, it's a lower left to upper right chart. And yes, there's drops along the way, but the key is to stay invested.
Paul Nolte, Murphy and Sylvest, he's got a recording on his phone. His clients call, and all you hear on the recording is, don't do anything.
Stay calm.
See you next week.